On this Brian Golf Show, we're just going to jump in the middle of a conversation that Johnny Wonder and I were having. By now, you know he's a good buddy of mine. He works at Golf WRX, but he does, again, so much more. He's so hooked up as far as his relationships, knows everyone in this golf industry. He's got a pulse on absolutely anything and everything, and I could almost argue everyone that was involved in the PGA show. So you kind of just jumping in the middle of our conversation, giving like a little 10-minute wrap-up of what was the 2020 PGA show.
The Brian Golf Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
So the thing that I get excited to see all the clothes. So, like, you know, I saw Dormy Workshops making, doing some collaborations. G4 had some really, really cool stuff. They always kind of have cool stuff. Puma, in this room, which we can't show, like, on the back end of this camera, is some really cushy stuff.
Not just clothes, right? So no, we actually have all the cushy stuff in here.
Yeah, I mean, it's limited. Some club heads back there and some levers and switches and
future releases. Mm-hmm. And I think that's my favorite part about the show. Right. Like, the highlight of the show for me the last 2 years, I mean, this room just gets better and better, sure, as far as standing in Puma, but just seeing the future releases that, yeah, I mean, because everybody's got, like, you know, Mavericks here, you know, demo, people have Sim. TaylorMade's not here, but Sim is here.
Sim's
right?
Here, yeah.
It's everywhere. All the golf clubs from every manufacturer here. I like the ones where they let you kind of take a look back in a room like this, right, show you what's coming. And it kind of shows you, too, what my favorite thing is how far all these companies have to plan.
Months,
for
years,
releases,
yeah.
You know, we were talking about something earlier. I don't know what it was, a driver, or maybe it was even something with Arcos, because we had a conference with Arcos where it's been in development for 2 or 3 years, and they're just now kind of putting it out.
Well, I saw something yesterday from Golf Pride, which I can't mention, but it was like a logistical thing that we deal with every day, right? You know, like re-ripping a club or whatever, and they, yeah, have something that will come out, you know, in the next 2 years, which is a prototype. And it was like, I looked at it, I'm like, well, if you get that right, then tape is going to go away,
yeah,
quickly, and all
no
that other
kidding,
stuff's going to go
like
away.
That.
Yeah, it's like that. And I was like, wow, okay.
Club builder's dream.
Yeah.
No more tape. I would do anything to now be able to, that's my, as far as building a golf club, my least favorite part is gripping and re-gripping.
Well, right. So, I mean,
it's tedious.
It's something along those lines where, you know, things are getting easier. Now, the other thing that I'll say, like, I'm going to talk about the things that I don't like about,
yeah,
what's happening with the show. And it's not to be negative, it's just the state of the business. Is where I sit in golf media, we see stuff way in advance. And with embargoes and everything else, like, I don't show up to the show going, what's new, what's new, what's new?
Yeah.
In the club space. I've seen it all, I've hit it all, either have it all already.
He does have it all.
Well, but then you also get to the point where it's like, this used to be where everything launched. Because it was on tour, then at the show.
Right.
Now there's embargoes and there's social media content and everything around it. So, like, the steam around it, I guess the mystique, it's like when you watch the Mercedes Championship, you know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You're always just glued to see what's in a guy's bag.
Right.
Because you didn't know what was going to come out. Now it's like you've seen it for months.
Yeah. Now it really, it
takes the Santa
cool
out of Christmas,
yeah,
a little bit.
It's cool to get everybody here.
Right.
You know, it's great. But it is like that present under the tree, like, when it's a bicycle under the tree and it's not wrapped.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
you want to unwrap presents on Christmas. Just like, we want to come here and we want to see brand new things, which is, again, you know, we've seen a couple products. You've seen a couple products. That's why it's like, this room is special.
Right.
Okay. Because these are things that we're, you know, privy to that not everyone gets to be. And that's kind of fun.
That's kind of a cool thing. Yeah.
Kind of allows me to tell everyone too, you know, this is coming, right?
Right.
You just told me about something I didn't know about. And that's something that, you know, as,
yeah,
far as the golf pride.
It's a big deal, yeah.
It is.
It's a big deal.
And I can see that because I've only been coming to the show. This is my second year.
This is my second year.
Whoa,
yeah.
Okay, but you knew.
I knew, yeah. I mean, I always felt like, you know, in the film business, that's my other separate life is film business. This is just like a film festival. So what ends up happening for you or me,
yeah,
is you come here and you see a lot of people that you know, you meet new people. Like, that's the coolest thing that you get. And you get to see some pretty famous golfers. Like, I just was, like, at the Mizuno booth, hanging out, and I look to the right, and there's, like, this really stunning, like, German gentleman. I'm like, oh, that's Bernhard Langer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But in full golf gear. Like,
yeah,
literally, he's walking out of the PGA show to go practice.
Sponsors
with,
and everything.
With his visor, his gloves. I mean, I'm
ready,
like, okay,
to go.
You're ready to rock and roll. So that's the kind of surreal stuff that you get.
Then what are you with social media and everything, and how we, obviously, we got to produce as much content as possible, you know, with respect to embargoes, but how do we fix this part of it, right?
Yeah.
Is there a fix, or is it just an evolution, and does this become a melting pot for everyone to come to and you gotta meet, do business? But we have people from Australia here doing business in Orlando with people that are 10 minutes away from them in Australia.
Which is a little bizarre. What I think is gonna happen to the show, and the woman that runs this is a woman named Sherry Major, who's, like, one of the greatest human beings I've ever met. And I look at her and see how hard she works to put this together, because it's a big production. But what I might see, what I kind of told her, like in the next 4 or 5 years, what I see this is becoming in the club space, not everything else, but in the club space, is like TED Talks.
Yeah.
Where finally all the OEMs will get together. It'll be a forum where they start talking about what's to come. What are we going to chase? How are we going to make people better? And we don't know what, you know, it's not talking about what they have in hand right now. It's like, what is, you know, my son, what's Sevi and Gussie Boy, what are they going to play? And your boy, like, what are they going to be looking at? How do we make them better? Like, that to me, hopefully, will be the conversation in 4 or 5 years here. And we won't have racks of clubs. It'll just be the big dogs of every company coming here and telling us what's up.
Yeah, and I kind of think about that, too, when I just look at, you know, I haven't always been into data, but now a recent partnership with Arcos has got me pretty excited about this. And I know you've used Cobra Connect and Arcos, and you basically are one of the guys that have gone through it. I could talk to you, and you're like, I have a good understanding of how that works and how that can improve someone's game.
Sure.
You found out your bread and butter was on the short game. So that's kind of where I see it going now. You know, they were talking about the rangefinder being obsolete in 2 years.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there going, the rangefinders, people live and die by the rangefinder.
It's only been around for like 6 months.
Exactly. At that point, right? It's people are literally designing new rangefinders today.
Right.
But that conversation and those conversations kind of blow my mind. So when you talk about our children, the future of the game coming here, it's going to be about learning or them learning or us learning.
Right.
What's going to make the game that much better down the road, more so than...
Well, yeah, and even selfishly for you and I, because we're golf heads, right? So right now, the things that we do are very centric to us and Mel. And, you know, it's our gig and we're out making content. But ultimately, like, I have to sort of humble myself in a weird way and going, like, I'm sort of doing this so my kids have a better experience in golf. So when they get into it, the information's like whack, 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 whack. Everything they need to know, the right stuff's right there at the fingertips.
Right.
You know, you can get as many raw wedges as you want, but at the end of the day, like, I don't know if having cool wedges and cool clubs in my bag is making my kids better. So when I get here and have conversations like this, I'm like, I literally feel like little by little, I'm helping. The information that they'll get will be better because of what everybody's doing here. It's not just, you know, these two schmucks. It's like everybody, right?
So then product, exact product. If you were to say, this driver's great, predictions, top selling, top performing. They're not always the same. Give me the top selling and the top performing driver this year. Your opinion.
Just like F9 did last year, I think F9 will, when it comes to TrackMan competition,
speed zone.
Sorry. I think that'll be a hit because of it's a good driver, the price point, sexy, like everything about
ball
it
speeds
works.
Everywhere, it seems.
Sim is impressive. Like, I've hit it. I've, you know, messed around with it enough. Yeah. It's impressive. Like, it sounds amazing. Everybody's really curious about it. So those two drivers specifically, I think will... It's just the same thing that happened last year.
Yeah.
F9 came out. Everybody was fired up. M5 came out. And it was like, are you an F9 guy or an M5 guy? And that's a cool conversation to have.
Right.
The other ones, you know...
You know what, I'm finding the stories, you know, everyone's wanting to talk about the middle of the, you know, like they can only give you so much more distance, right?
Right.
Well, they're giving you more distance, not just in the middle of the club face. Like it's kind of maxed out.
Right.
We know that, right? So it's about optimizing everything else, shaft, you know, the actual build of the club, you know, the rest of the face. How do we make the toe shots go farther and straighter, things like that. So when I look at what's coming, I go, all right, well, last year Epic Flash was amazing. I was just ball speed crazy.
Right.
King F9. M5 and all the adjustability. Now we got this year. You talked about Sim. I think it's the best driver TaylorMade's put out in a long time.
Yeah, they've had some heaters too.
Yes.
That's saying a lot. Yeah.
And the best looking one as well is kind of my thing. I like the look of it. Maverick. I think jury's still out. You know, Callaway has the biggest booth out of anybody. I mean, they took up like every bit of the show. You know, so they're pushing that. But I think their problem, if they were to have a problem, is that last year's driver was so good.
Right.
And that's what some of these companies keep doing. And we got to keep reminding people, you don't have to buy a new driver every year.
No, I love telling people that.
Yeah. You know, you can wait.
Right.
You can optimize what you have. What you have is probably pretty good.
Well, I had an interesting conversation with Brando Schelmeli. He was on my podcast this morning. And I asked him about his driver. He's had a Cleveland launcher in his bag since like 2003.
Yeah.
And the difficulty he was having with fitters is he hits it out of the middle of the face constantly. He's like, out of the middle of the face with every driver, 10 years ago, even today, they're the same driver.
Yeah.
It's across the face that they get hot. So he's like, you could have a driver that works. If you consistently hit it out of the middle of the face with that driver, you might get a new one. It might pick up a couple yards.
Right.
But it's out of the toe shots and the heel shots where you make your money. He's like, but if you hit it solid, like, and you like your driver,
And that matters.
Save your $600.
Yeah. And that matters. And that's okay. Like, that's the thing, is like, it's okay to say that. It's okay to admit that. So we're, let's see, January into January. We're less than 2 months away from teaming up again, Battle at the Beach. But we're out for blood this time. It's going to happen. I feel it. You know, Cardinals for life. Somehow he ended up being my partner.
I wiggled my way back
in. Again, we got him back. I'm glad for that. So I'm excited to see what you have in the bag. Don't tease it. Don't anything. At Battle at the Beach, we're going to do a J-Dub, Mr. Wonders, What's in the Bag.
What's in the Bag. Well, it'll be fun, too. And this is, I loved doing the quest to qualify last year.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was amazing. But this year, I don't have any cameras on. Right. Like, I can just go play. I'm excited for that, just to go out with my buddy and play and not have to film myself. And, like, it'll be fun. And I think we'll be tough. I think it's a ham and egg omelet.
We didn't play great last year. Neither one of us came into that playing good golf. We had a chance.
We still had a chance.
We were lucky in the pod system to squeak out of our pod.
Yes, we were, but then I blew it out of bounds right on the playoff hole, and that was a game set match. But
it's okay. I tried to hit a 280-yard 3-iron and topped it, so it's all good. Johnny, I'll see you in a few weeks. It's always fun. I love you, man.
I love you too, bud.
You know, I'm sorry that it was so cold in Orlando. That's all I can say. Everybody, the big story this week?
Freezing.
Freezing cold in Orlando. Even a Canadian was miserable.
That's what I hated. The one thing I hated about PGA Show 2020, demo day weather,
so cold.
Sucked.
So windy.
It was awful.
But anyway, at least Cobra was downwind. You'd say that much.
Well, you got to hang out. I had to go all the way around.
One man band.
The Brian Golf Show, presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
Now that you're Brian Golf Show family, here's where I need your help. We'll do it after every pod. Shoot me a DM or tweet me what you learned on the show today after listening, and I'll throw you in an exclusive contest for some random Cobra Puma Golf gear. Never know what it could be. 1 month could be a driver. 1 month could be some hats. 1 month could be this, that. But for every 50 entries we get, we'll pick a winner to keep it exclusive. Thank you so much for your support. Now, go tell your friends about the Brian Golf Show. Thanks.